anything like me, then you probably really enjoy eating. I mean, there are so many different foods these days to choose from. Problem is, not all of them are good for us. Some of them make us tired and sluggish, and some of them are killing us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today we're going to be taking a look at what we eat from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few moments I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to experience his power and his peace. There are two equal and opposite mistakes we can make in relation to our faith in God. The first is under-spiritualizing things, and the second is over-spiritualizing them. See, lots of people under-spiritualize, and what I mean by that is that we're so focused on the things that we can see and hear and touch and smell and taste and feel that we completely lose sight of the fact that there's a spiritual dimension to life, that there is a God, that there is a devil, that there is a battle raging for our souls in heavenly places. We lose sight of that powerful reality completely at our own peril. But the opposite mistake is over-spiritualizing things. I've heard people and seen them and know them. They relate everything to the spiritual side, and they completely ignore the physical side. I mean, you and I, we have a body. It's a physical body. We need to feed it, rest it, work it, look after it. We have a budget. We have to live within the budget or suffer the consequences. We have 24 hours in the day. We need to manage that time. We have people we work with. We have to work on those relationships. See, there's a physical dimension to life. And if we're off with the pixies over-spiritualizing everything, then that too we do at our peril. Over these last few weeks, we've been looking at how to enter into God's rest. How to live a life that sure involves challenges and hard work, but that also involves that deep rest that God wants us to have. And getting that rest, well, there's a spiritual dimension, we've talked about that, and there's a physical dimension. Yesterday on the program, if you were able to join us, we were chatting about getting enough sleep, because without sleep, we end up a complete wreck. There's a physical dimension to sleep, but there's also an emotional and a spiritual dimension. We can't sleep well if we're tossing and turning, eating the bread of anxious toil, as Psalm 127 says. But there's a physical side to that too. We need to get enough sleep, somewhere between 7 and 8 hours every day. Now today we're going to chat about something else that's physical. It's the food that we put into our mouths. The Bible doesn't talk a whole bunch about eating bad food, junk food, obesity, diabetes, coronary heart disease, because I guess back there in the first century and before, junk food wasn't so much of a problem. They didn't have hamburger chains and pizza franchises and fried chicken shops producing high salt, high fat, high cholesterol foods that were killing people. They didn't have soft drinks saturated with sugar or packaged chips on the supermarket shelves to kick off bad eating habits with our kids. And so the Bible doesn't talk too much about those things. The one thing that it does talk about is consuming too much alcohol, getting drunk. Let's have a look at just one of the passages that talks about exactly that. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but instead be filled with the Spirit. In other words, don't abuse your body and your behavior by consuming so much alcohol that you're going to get drunk. That's the principle. Don't abuse your body by what you consume. And exactly that same principle applies to what we eat. Our eating habits, as it turns out, have a huge amount to do with entering into God's rest, which is what we've been talking about these last few weeks. If we eat too much, it's called gluttony. And again, that's something God's word tells us not to do. We become tired and lethargic. We just do. I've had to watch my weight all my life, And I can tell you, at those times when I've carried too much weight on my body in the past, it hugely affects how I feel. We have less energy, our emotions become depressed, and life heads into a downward spiral. Lots of sugars and carbohydrates and overprocessed foods, they take their toll on our bodies. Just a muffin with a cup of coffee can have more than a whole day's recommended fat consumption for an adult inside it. Just one muffin. Overeating at night, you know, the big meal with rice and mashed potatoes and creamy sauces at night, with that sitting in your gut, It's going to give you a terrible night's sleep. You know how bloated you feel after a big meal where your eyes were bigger than your stomach? Now, you might be screaming a bit here, but I'm not being judgmental. I'm just telling the way it is. I've been there too, you know. And you can't over-spiritualize this stuff. We can't be carrying an extra 10 kilos or 20 pounds on our waist and hips and sitting down in the morning and pray that God will take it away. See, when we behave our way into a problem by eating too much of the wrong foods, the only way to deal with it is to behave our way out of it again with a sensible diet and exercise. Let me tell you an interesting story. Over the last year, I've been shooting some short TV spots. You can see them on YouTube. The URL is www.adp.tv. That stands for A Different Perspective, adp.tv. And one of these spots is called The Salad. And it's about this very thing we're talking about right now, what we eat. Anyhow, if you've ever had anything to do with television, you'll know that shooting a short 2.5 minute spot like that takes several hours to do. Now, what I was doing during that spot was putting together a salad, hence the name of the TV spot, The Salad. Lots of colourful vegetables, tomatoes, different lettuces and corn and radishes and onions and capsicums, all sorts of stuff. Some healthy oil, vinegar, and to top it off, a quickly stir-fried lean chicken with a bit of garlic and salt-reduced soy sauce. Well, the crew were mostly young guys, Chris the cameraman and young Damien, our director and producer. These guys, well, my hunch is probably they don't always eat this sort of food. They're more into the fast takeaways on the run, the way young folk are. By the time we'd been shooting this for a couple of hours and we were coming to the end bit where we'd sit down and eat the meal together, these two guys couldn't wait. They were salivating. Are we there yet? And we had this stunning, incredibly healthy, incredibly simple and straightforward salad with a couple of slices of olive bread and a glass of mineral water each. It's interesting how simple healthy food is and interesting how attractive and tasty it actually is. And what I know is when I'm eating plenty of vegetables and grains and healthy muesli for breakfast and snacking on fruit instead of sugary, fatty, chocolatey, salty junk, what I know is that I have twice as much energy. And here's the thing, not only am I healthier, not only do I feel better, not only can I do so much more during the day, but I sleep much, much, much better. Food, what we eat, when we eat it, has a huge impact on how much rest we get. Yes, there are emotional and spiritual aspects of entering into God's rest. Absolutely there are. But there is also very much the physical dimension. A good, healthy diet is not only an incredibly simple thing to do, it doesn't have to be expensive. And it gives us the physical wherewithal, the energy, the positive emotions to live out the sort of life where we can enter into God's rest, into God's peace. This is just not rocket science. If we over-spiritualize it, if we say, you know, I'm feeling down, I'll pray to God, and then I'll go and eat some more junk food. My friend, let's get a bit wise here. Let's get a bit smart here. I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to me. Good food, healthy food, is part of God's plan for the rest of our lives. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.